Amen. Wonderful song service today. Good to see everybody come this way in the house of the Lord. Let's just worship and praise God. Have you ever thought about just turning it up a notch? You know, just let's lean back and relax and hear and enjoy the Word of God and take it to heart. I've had seem like such a burden the latter part of the week, end of last week, and it seemed like I had a burden for those that just almost believe. Y'all ever thought about that? Just almost trust God. And you know what it's worth? Nothing. Almost, or just barely, or just nearly. Just won't get it done. And you know, I thought about that as the week went on, and I deal with people quite often that, you know, can just almost trust God. And I'm not just talking about for eternal life. You know, we trust God and what He did through His Son on the cross of Calvary for eternal life, you know, access into heaven. And, you know, we think about this, and I got thinking a little bit deeper in this, that it's not just about life after this life and eternal life to forever be with the Lord in a glorified and glorious heaven, but it's also in this lifetime that if we would truly trust God, He can make things different in our life. And I want to talk about trusting God. You know, if I went through the congregation, most of you would have something in your pocket that said, "In God we trust." Most everybody, they were going to be a few that don't carry money. They got a card. I don't know what it says. It don't say, "In God we trust." But, you know, I got thinking about it. We carry it in our pocket. We use it. We experience it just about every day in some form or fashion. But then the other side of that, do we truly trust God? And I want to talk about trusting God this morning for leadership and guidance, not just only for eternal life, but for tomorrow, for next week, for next month. You know, that we need to trust this God and look to Him, and what He says, accept it as final. Let's look at some scripture this morning. In 2 Chronicles, I want to start there. In 2 Chronicles, if you'll turn with me, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we're going to talk about a situation where God gave them an opportunity to trust Him. And I want you to see, it's not about eternal life. It's about tomorrow. It's about next week. It's about next month that these people had a problem coming on and they truly trusted God. And I want you to see in how they did it. I've had a burden this week for somebody and about they've almost trusted God. You know, they've just almost turned this over to Him and let God handle it when they're still trying to do it on their own power, on their own ability. It's not working. You know, it's just not working at all. So it may be you that God sent the message for, that we just truly trust God today and let Him handle the situation. There's things that's beyond and above us that we just can't take care of. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 1, "And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them others beside the Amorites came against Jehoshaphat to battle." So we see this situation. The king, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and he lists these people that are coming against him to battle. That's a great company. It's a great army. It's a great number coming down to fight against him. And he begins to worry. He begins to wonder what he's going to do. Now, I want you to notice that this is not about eternal life. This is about surviving tomorrow. This is about surviving next week or the next month in our life, that we trust God in all aspects. And in verse 3, "And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah. They came to seek the Lord." And I thought about hardship situations that come in life, how they turn us to God. And I'm going to tell you, when it's troublesome, when there's a problem, I believe I pray just a little bit better, don't y'all? I believe I've got a better prayer life when everything's not perfect, when things are going hard. Well, we looking down at Jehoshaphat, and he began to publish this trouble and this problem, and it said everybody came together and began to pray. It said out of all the cities of Judah came they to seek the Lord and His help, His leadership, and His guidance. And I thought, what a wonderful day and a wonderful time it'd be that if every problem that came to us, first the thing we did was seek the Lord. Usually when problem comes, first thing you're going to do is call your neighbor, right? Let me tell you, if you run to the phone before you do the throne, you've already made a mistake. You need to take that to God first. That needs to be your first step, your first effort. Say, I'm going to share this with God. I'm going to talk to Him. Then I'll call my neighbor and tell them what God's going to do about it. And so we need to trust God in all aspects of life. In verse 5, and Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? And so he just rehearsed it to God. He said, I know you as this God. And I thought about, if we're going to truly trust God, we need to know God. We need to know what His abilities are, what He can take care of, and what He could handle in our life. And nothing's impossible with God. And so when we begin knowing God, as Jehoshaphat, he said, I know you as this God. And he began to demonstrate his confidence and faith in an almighty God that he can trust in. There's somebody needs to trust God all the way. In verse 7, not thou our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever, and they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name's sake. And when evil cometh upon us as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. So he had confidence in God. And I thought how many times, you know, about how we need to have confidence in God, that we need to truly trust Him. Jehoshaphat had a great army coming against him. He was perplexed. He knew not what to do. And so he began to seek God and God's counsel. He remembered, go down to the house of God. He said, we've made this house for you and you dwell therein. And said, you've told us when trouble comes, if we'll go to the house of God in prayer. Where is your house of prayer? You know, I think about that a lot of times. You know, there's some times that I might come by here and pray at this altar. And there's other times it's sufficient to just pray right out here in the parking lot or sitting in the seat of my truck and pray. But we all need that place where we go to the Lord in prayer. You know, and that's where we find the Lord, and that's where we seek counsel and help. And so Jehoshaphat, in his trouble, he said, I'm going to seek God and His counsel. And he got everybody praying with him. In verse 11, behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. And in verse 12, notice this. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Our eyes are upon thee. Now the situation with Jehoshaphat, and I hope the situation with everybody here today, is understand that as this great army, this great might is coming against him, he didn't have any clue what to do. He said, I don't know what to do. And so he began to seek the Lord. And he said, but our eyes are on thee. If everybody today would look to God and trust him, something will change in your life before this day's over. I don't believe God would hesitate. I don't believe He would delay in that when you say, I trust you, Lord, with this problem. I trust you with this situation in my life. He'll make a difference and He'll change something before the day passes. Verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Look at this verse. And think what a precious thing it is that everybody's coming together. These families praying, it said, stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. They all came together in this prayer for deliverance from this great company of the enemy that was coming against them. And I thought, what a prayerful, a good, beautiful thing I'm seeing and can imagine that these families come together. They didn't take away their children. They didn't take away their wives, but they all came together in prayer. Now, illustration from God, if we're going to trust God, all of us need to trust Him. Trust in God. Verse 14, then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeuel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. So right during all this taking place and everything going on, this Spirit of the Lord came down to Zechariah and began to anoint him and give him an understanding. In verse 15, and he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by the reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. I want you to think about how unnatural this thing is. That we're used to going out and fighting our own battles and taking care of our own thing. But he moved on to Zechariah and he said, you tell them, it's not their battle, it's the battle of the Lord, and he's going to take care of it. He said, don't worry about the multitude. The battle's not yours, but God. And when we could truly trust God with the situation we face in life, I believe he'll fight many battles for us. Not just a few, but many battles he'd fight. We need to trust him. Now I want you to hear what takes place after this. They hear the word of God from this prophet. God relays it to them. And they hear the word of God from this prophet. And they trust God and believe what he said. Now there's times in life it's hard to believe, isn't it? There's times in life it's hard to believe that God can take care of your situation and your family with the problems that's going on. But I'm telling you, if you'll trust him, God can do it. Glory, hallelujah. I've thought about this all night. For the battle's not yours, but God's. Give it up. Say, Lord, I'm going to let you win this one. I'm going to let you take up this battle and this fight. Verse 16, tomorrow go you down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand you still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And we're serving a God that's the same today as he was in that day, and because they're trusting, because they're seeking counsel of him and believing what he said, you're not going to need to fight in this battle. He said, just stand still and see the deliverance and the salvation. Why don't somebody today trust God and say, God, I trust you with this situation. Now let me just stand still and see the results and what takes place. He said, the Lord's going to be with you. Lord. You know, God don't miss when he fires. When he shoots, he hits the target. And there's a target here for somebody to hear that needs to truly trust God in the situation you're facing at this day and time. I don't know what it is. God didn't reveal it to me, and I don't have to know. It's between you and God, but it's about fully trusting God and believing he'll do what he says he'll do. In verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. 19, and the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Now you talk about trusting God and a demonstration of it. This thing God said had not happened. They're talking about the day before it ever happened. They're already praising him for the victory. I want you to notice these Levites, that they start standing up with a loud voice on high praising God. Guess what they're praising him for? Because God said he's going to win the battle, and they start praising him right then. Now you talk about faith and you talk about trust in God. When you come to the point that you can pray and ask for God's help and then start praising him before you ever see results. Now that's trust and that's faith, and I believe God rewards that. When these Levites stood up and started praising God with the voices on high, lifting it up, guess what? They're praising him because God says you're going to win the battle. I'm going to fight it for you. I'm going to be with you. Now, when we pray, we need some of this same faith and trust in God, that when we pray, we need to know that God's heard our prayer. We need to trust that God's able to take care of our prayer. And we need to start praising him from that minute right then. I'd love to see somebody come down and bring a problem or a trouble to this altar. Get up and praise God before it ever takes place. Because you know God can, and you trust him in it. I love these Levites. They got up and started praising God. Guess what? It hadn't happened yet. But they know it's going to because God said it. Can you trust God that much? That when you ask for this help, you can trust God that much that you'll praise Him today, although it may not happen yet. In verse 20, and they rose up early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe the prophets, so shall ye prosper. And he's just encouraging them. He's encouraging them. I thought about how much that means sometimes that you encourage somebody. Everybody needs encouragement sometimes, don't they? Let me encourage you today, just as Jehoshaphat said. I want to encourage you, trust God, believe He can, believe He will, and believe He wants to. And when we pray and ask for this situation in life to be taken care of, I want us to start praising Him right then as though it's already happened. Now, that demonstrates the faith, and I believe God wants to see this. I've thought about unnatural, and I want y'all to notice this. I've never saw this anywhere else except in these scriptures. In verse 21, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauties of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. I'm telling you, now Jehoshaphat been in a war or two before, and he always put the men of war out front, no doubt. This time he sent the band, praise God. You think about it, he sent the band. He chose him out some singers to praise God, to worship him. Said, y'all get out in front and just lead the way. And I began to think about the power of praise that God gives us, that there's power in praise. You think about it. Power in praise now. Not asking anything, just praising God. And there's power in it. He put the band right out front. The singer said, y'all just start praising God. Sing about his holiness. Sing about his beauty. Sing about his power. And here they go. I'm sure he had swordsmen behind, probably spear throwers and everything else. But guess what? He sent the band and put them out in front because the power of praise is powerful. If you hadn't praised God today, try it. Just take a few minutes out from your routine and daily life. Take a few minutes out of this church service. It won't bother anybody else. And just raise your hand and say, I'm going to praise God. And see what that brings for you in this day and time. I mean, we've come to a point that sometimes, well, you think, well, if I start praising God, they're going to think I'm crazy. Well, I've been accused a lot of times about losing my mind, and I'm going to tell you, I lost it a long time ago that I might receive the mind of Jesus Christ. So let's praise and let's worship an almighty God. You've got a battle to fight. God's going to fight it for you. Just start singing the praise to God. In verse 22, and I'll close right here with this verse. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judas, and they were smitten. These children of God never raised a sword, never hit a lick. All they did was sing praise to God. And it said, when they began to sing and praise, it said, the Lord set ambushment. Now, you talk about the power of praise and the necessity of trust in our lives, that we trust to God, that we can come and pray and ask for help and already start singing praise and praising Him for doing this thing that He's already done. I love it when we have that kind of faith. And God, you're going to find that God, it said He set ambushments. If you read on through this, you're going to find that two of them started fighting each other and destroyed each other and then jumped on the other one and destroyed them. And I got to thinking about, I've thought about this a lot through the last two or three days. I'm not going to say it as an absolute, but I want to give you an idea to think about. When Jesus Christ comes back and rules this earth, and He's coming, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, I'm wondering if He ain't going to turn the enemy against Himself and let them destroy Himself, and we'll never have to be hit a lick with Him. There's a great possibility in that. You just think about that, and you just study it, that these countries that's going to band together is going to come against each other. Now, we're down to the point in time that somebody needs to trust God. Y'all come get ready for the song, Julian. No. It's time we come down to the point now that somebody says, I'm going to trust God with my problem, and I'm going to praise Him for taking care of it before I even see it happen. You don't have to wait for results. God can take care of it. Just come and trust. Come with confidence and faith and say, I've got a problem. I've got an enemy. I've got people coming against me, and I'm going to fully trust God for one time in my life. Now, let me tell you, if you're not saved by the grace of God, this would be a time for that too, that you fully trust God, that you'd fully trust Him. That's what it takes to be saved, to have salvation, eternal life. So if you want to come and pray, you come on down. Whatever need you might have, you know, you could join the church, you get saved, you could bring a problem up to God. Whatever it is, we serve a great God this morning. We're going to sing a verse of a song. Everybody needs to, come on up and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, just bless Him. He's come this way, seeking and searching for You, and trust Him with all His heart and His mind. God, just bless Him this, and Father, let Him see the situation. God, that You be with Him throughout all things. Dear Lord, we praise You for being a God that we can trust, we can depend on for our problems and troubles in this life. Dear God, in Jesus' name. It's already been announced. Got a lot to pray about. Got a funeral being set as we speak. We've got Connie is in the hospital. He's at Hutchinson. They're running tests today. And Tommy's mother is in the Park Ridge. So let's pray about those folks and pray for those folks about recovery and healing and anything else we can help them in that situation. And I want to add on the prayer list to Liz has got 2 weeks and 5 days. Is that right? 2 weeks and 5 days. Why don't we all start now and just not let up on our prayer till we see a healthy baby? And so I know this is a kind of a time for them. And I'd have her step out, but I don't want him. It wouldn't embarrass me for her to step out. I don't have a problem with it. Expecting mother is the most beautiful thing I ever saw in my life. You know, it's just, it's different, isn't it? But, and pray for each other. Pray for each other. And just trust God. That's what it's all about, that we trust Him.